Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. It's amazing to have you join me again on this journey of embracing a simpler, more intentional way of life. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle, deadlines, emails, social media, that we forget about one of the most important things. Our emotional well-being. It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach. Eventually, you're going to hit a wall. Today, we're diving deep into how to take care of your emotional health because let's face it, a happy heart makes for a happier life, right? Think about it. When you feel good inside, everything else seems to fall into place. You radiate positivity, handle challenges with grace, and just generally feel like you can conquer the world. But if you're constantly feeling drained, stressed, or overwhelmed, well, that's not exactly the energy we want to be carrying around. So, how do we nurture this emotional well-being? It's not about finding a magic potion or instant fix. It's about building healthy habits and practices that become part of your daily routine. Think of it like watering a plant. You wouldn't expect it to thrive without regular care, right? Here are five key takeaways to remember. 1. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about making time for activities that genuinely nourish your soul. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, catching up with loved ones, or simply indulging in some quiet time to reflect. What truly recharges you? 2. Embrace mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute? It happens to the best of us. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or practicing gratitude for the little things. This can be as simple as savoring your morning coffee or appreciating the warmth of the sun on your skin. 3. Set healthy boundaries. We all have limited energy and time. Learning to say no to things that drain you and prioritizing what truly matters is crucial. It's about protecting your emotional space and ensuring you're not overextending yourself. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. 4. Cultivate supportive relationships. Humans are social creatures, and strong connections with others are essential for our well-being. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, make you laugh, and offer a listening ear when you need it. Nurturing these relationships is like investing in your emotional bank account. The returns are immeasurable. 5. Seek professional support when needed. We all have moments where we feel overwhelmed or stuck. There's absolutely no shame in seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, tools, and support to navigate challenging emotions and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tough deadline, and your inbox is overflowing. Stress starts creeping in, your mind feels like it's buzzing, and you're on the verge of reaching your limit. But wait, remember those five key takeaways? You take a few deep breaths, practicing mindfulness. You remind yourself to prioritize self-care by stepping away for a short walk, soaking up some fresh air and sunshine. When you return, you feel calmer and more focused. You set a boundary by politely declining additional tasks that aren't essential, ensuring you don't overextend yourself. And if the stress continues to build, you know you have supportive friends and family to lean on or even consider seeking professional support. Remember, taking care of your emotional well-being isn't about being perfect. It's about being kind to yourself, practicing self-compassion, and making choices that nourish your soul. So, my amazing listeners, what's one small step you can take today to prioritize your emotional health? Maybe it's a short meditation session, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, or simply taking 5 minutes to appreciate the beauty around you. Remember, every little bit counts. Keep spreading that clean girl energy, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.